So, but I would also say now too, now that we've been through or are getting through a pandemic that displaced a lot of people, that hurt our local economy, and a devastating derecho, which again, hurt a lot of people, homes, and businesses. Some of the things we're starting to hear about is, you know, we need to figure out our housing crisis in this community.
Okay.
We also need to figure out ways to jumpstart our businesses because businesses have been severely impacted. And what we also need to do is figure out a way to sort of restore the underlying social fabric of this community. Because we are not immune to the polarization that is happening nationally. It is affecting us here too in our community. So we have to figure out how to be responsible global citizens of the world again, to be able to sit in a room and, you know, project ideas, to reasonably disagree with one another, but at the end of the day, come together, because all of us ought to be genuinely interested in results and genuinely interested in moving this community forward.
So how do you get your message across in such divisive times? Because it is difficult to talk to people who are on the other side of an issue than you are in these days. I have that problem. So how do you get your message across?
Well, that's a really good question. I start with the truth. I think one of the biggest problems facing our nation and this world is that we've got a lot of folks for which the truth isn't necessary. And so, you know, when I get on TV and I say we've got to follow the science in referencing to the effectiveness of a vaccine,
mm-hmm.
or in reference to the effectiveness of masking, I'm not making this up. I'm getting my information from people who have spent their entire careers studying disease and epidemiology and
sure.
public health. And they are getting their information from others in the field. So this is peer-reviewed scientific work. And so when I cite, different experts, when I'm talking about how I've arrived at my particular policy position, it's not enough for someone to simply say, well, I disagree with that, and I think we should do X, Y, and Z. You've got to tell me why you disagree, and you have to use information from credible experts that would support that position. Otherwise, I can't change my position.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to get to a place in our politics where we are operating from a base level of facts. And we are in a dangerous position because we are not there yet.
No.
The other thing that is really, really, really important, and this is in politics and this is in life, is we have to approach one another with grace, understanding that we are all human beings and all deserving of respect. I think all too often when we see the other, whether the other means, you know, I'm a Democrat and they're a Republican, whether the other means I'm a black person and they're a white person, whatever it is, every person is deserving of respect and deserving of enough grace so that we can say, I'm coming into this knowing that we aren't on the same page,
mm-hmm.
but I'm affording you enough grace to allow for constructive dialogue for us maybe to get to a reasonable compromise. And we don't have that.
No.
We don't have that. We have people who hate other people. If I shared some of the emails I received
I can't imagine.
On a daily basis, I mean, people hate other folks who they disagree with. And that is not healthy. That is not healthy for us as human beings. It's not healthy for our democracy. And it certainly isn't conducive to arriving at, a reasonable compromise.
Sure.
So we've got to work on that as a people.
Yes, we do. I wholeheartedly agree with that. And I don't know if that's something that's going to happen in the short term or the long term. I think in the long term it's going to happen. But it's one of those issues that I find I deal with. So I can't imagine what you deal with every day of your of your tenure. Now, you mentioned that you don't believe that public service, you know, is a career. So what's next? What's next for you after you're fairly young? I mean, compared to me, you're fairly young. So what do you see in your future?
That's a really good question, Chris, and I will take any input you and your listeners may have. I'm still trying to figure that out. I am not long for this office, but I do know public service is something that's important to me.
Okay.
It's one of the ways in which I am able to live a life of meaning and purpose, and that is using my skills, my intellect, my passion to help people and to solve problems. So I'm not quite sure yet, but I can tell you right now, I do see the sunset of my political career in the horizon.
Okay. Well, you're incredibly intelligent and articulate, so I think the sky's the limit for you.
Thank you for saying that, Chris.
Thoroughly enjoyed talking to you today. Pardon me. Stacy Walker.
It's been an honor.
All right. Thank you, Stacy.
Thank you so much.